that he is her
boyfriend.
Yeah, and she is his
girlfriend. Right. Or friend boy.
What?
You never heard anybody say that?
No. What's that mean?
That's mostly black people say friend boy or friend girl.
Friend boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Learn something every day, huh?
Yeah, especially doing this. Say if the boy has been out on a date and he comes in late and little brother has waited up for him. And he comes in and he sees that he has lipstick all over his collar. Mm-hmm. He says, aha, you've been...
necking.
Okay. Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Turned him down. Gave him the shaft.
Yeah, okay. What about jilted?
That's a little old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned, mm-hmm. But it means the same
thing. It means the same thing.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got...
engaged.
Or finally...
married.
All right. At the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him...
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride...
maid of honor.
Have you ever heard of... this too might be a little old-fashioned, but... after the wedding, if the couple's not going on a honeymoon, a crowd of people might follow them back to the house and get a little bit rowdy, like to the tune of shooting off guns and playing tricks on them and all this kind of thing.
Tennessee Hills.
Handcuffing the groom to the light post downtown, that kind of thing.
Man, I'd kill them. No, what's that called?
Have you ever heard of a chivalry or serenade?
Chivalry or no?
Never heard of that.
Not, I don't think so.
Okay. What about if I had been to Memphis, and I was telling you about it later? I saw somebody that you knew. I might say, well, I saw so-and-so when I was...
in Memphis.
Okay. What if I were in Miami? Same thing happened. Mm-hmm. I was telling you about it. I saw so-and-so...
in Miami.
Okay. Would you ever say up in Memphis, down in Miami, that kind of thing?
Sure.
Would it be dependent on the direction, like north would be?
Depending on from here, mm-hmm. from your home.
Okay, yeah. Could you say that for me, like Memphis would be?
Up to Memphis.
Okay, or I saw so-and-so.
Down in Miami.
Okay, what about Atlanta?
Across, or over.
Over.
Over in Atlanta.
Okay.
Well, up in Atlanta. A little bit of both. It's kind of that way.
Yeah. Okay. What about Little Rock?
Little Rock be up.
Okay. Say if there's a party going on in the neighborhood and it gets a little out of hand, somebody calls the cops. The cops come over. They don't arrest just one person. They arrest...
everybody. The whole gang.
Okay. All right. Say if a group of people get together and hire a band, you'd say they're having a...
dance.
Mm-hmm. Different types that you know about?
Different types of dances.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Okay. Not a dancer.
Am I a dancer? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love to dance.
Oh. Well, what kind of dances do people do now?
What do you mean? You're talking about types of dances?
You go out to disco or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go out to a nightclub or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Disco or something like that.
I mean, you don't do the waltz. You do what?
No. I don't know what you do. You just dance.
Okay. No particular dance.
No particular dance.
Say if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon the children get out of school, you say at 3 o'clock school does what?
Gets out.
All right. Now, if it's the summer like it is now and the school's not in session, toward the end of the summer somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Okay. Now, if a child left home supposedly to go to school but never got there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Okay. What about in college if you decide you don't want to go to class?
Cut.
You cut class.
Do plenty. Yeah, sure.
Oh, fine tradition.
Of course.
And somebody who goes to school, he goes to get an...
education.
Mm-hmm. And after high school, some people go on to...
college.
Okay. After kindergarten...